let's go ahead and get started, shall we?
Yeah.
Thank you. Good to see you, Brett. We're going to go ahead and get started. This is a meeting of the Utah Inland Port Authority Crossroads Public Infrastructure District Board. My name is Ben Hart. I am the executive director of this board. Just for context, the other members of this board, by designation of the governing documents of the PID, are our chair of the normal UIPA board. I'm going to get in trouble for saying UIPA. Someone's going to hit me. But so our chair, Abby Osborne, and vice chair, Ryan Starks, by governance documents are automatically on the board. As am I, as the executive director, I serve as chair. Victoria Petro is also a voting board member, and as is, yeah, there you go, as is Amy Brown Coffin. And so we have a five-member board. We're going to go ahead and meet. We have just a couple of items. However, I do want to recognize by designation of her position, excuse me, the port CFO, Ariane Gibson, is now the executive director of this PID. Congratulations, Ariane. One of the many new roles that you get. It's been awesome. All right, so we'll go ahead and move through our agenda fairly quickly. First, we have the approval of minutes from the June 24th, 2024 meeting. Could we get a motion to approve those minutes?
I will give a motion to approve.
Amy? All right, we have a first and a second. All in favor, say aye.
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 Any opposed? Seeing none, that passes unanimously, Larry. We'll go ahead for our single item of business today. It'll first be informational. We'll have an opportunity for public comment. If we do have people, members of the public, that would like to comment on this topic, you're welcome to turn in a public comment card. I'm not seeing any currently. But you're welcome to do so if there is anyone who would like to comment on this topic during our public comment portion. So, excuse me. I'll go ahead and cover this topic. This item is related to Resolution 2024-22 that was adopted by the Inland Port Authority Board during our regular meeting that just concluded. Ultimately, this is related to the landfill remediation. I went through significant background during that topic, so I'm not going to go through that here, except to say that part of our letter of intent, so our document that we're working on, that will structure the purchase and closing of the landfill site dictates that we need to set aside $50 million for the remediation of phase one to ensure that we have the adequate resources that we feel are necessary to remediate all of phase one. To stay in line with that agreement, this action item before the board today will encumber $50 million of the bond proceeds that were issued by this organization in October 2021 for the purpose of, solely for the purpose of phase one remediation. So by action, executive action of this board, we will be able to fulfill that part of the contract and have $50 million set aside for the purpose of phase one, solely set aside for the purpose of phase one remediation. And so that is the overview of the item. Are there any questions from board members? Seeing none, Ryan, did you have one? Sorry. Okay. Seeing none, we will go ahead and move to the public comment portion of our meeting. Larry, I'm not seeing that we have any public comment cards. Okay. So,
do our two guests have any comments they'd like to make?
Luca, did you want to say good job? Want to make a public comment?
You're welcome to make public comment. You are members of the public.
Good job.
Thank you.
There we go.
All right. Hug and a kiss. There you go. Seeing no public comment, I'm surveying the room. I'm not seeing any. Seeing no public comment, we will move this action item back to the board. And just to ensure that we get this right, I'm going to go ahead and share. Oh, Larry's a step ahead of me. I am going to go ahead and share the proposed motion that ensures that we are in line with our contractual requirements and promises. I'll go ahead and read the proposed motion, It says the Crossroads Public Infrastructure District moves to encumber $50 million of bond proceeds for the purpose of remediating phase one of the North Temple landfill, which is located at approximately 6780 North Temple Frontage Road in Salt Lake City. Where I'm going through this
move,
quick.
Yep. Move for approval.
I'll second.
All right. I heard a motion for approval from Victoria and a second from Ryan. Any comment to the motion?
Thank you. This is possibly one of the best expenditures of a highly controversial amount of tax dollars used or bond dollars used. So thank you. This is very, very well spent.
Do we draw down the $50 million in one lump sum?
It's a very good question. We actually are not going to do any drawdowns. And part of our negotiations, the thought was, do we do an escrow? Do we do a drawdown of any kind? With the bond governance, we actually cannot remove the funds until we have a qualified purpose. So this will actually encumber the dollars in place. And then as the actual bills come in that we pay, whether it's on a monthly, quarterly drawdown basis, we would pay those out. Very good question. Thanks. That's a deep question, Ryan. Thank you. All right. Any other questions from the board?
44 years old to answer that one.
All right. Seeing none, we have a first and a second. All those in favor of approving the motion as has been presented, please say aye.
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 Any opposed, say nay. Seeing none, I also vote aye. That passes unanimously. The motion has been moved by the board. That's all our items for today. We went through that quick.
But day.
Thank you. Good thank day. You. Thank yep. you to our board members. Thank you to our staff. With that, we take a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Non-debatable. We awesome. Are adjourned. Thank you.